Today, I want to talk about Black Men in America, Part 2. Now, the reason why I'm coming back to this is because of what happened to Oluwatoyin and this other young lady in D.C. I'll get to the second one in a few minutes. But what Oluwatoyin, she made tweets and made it known that she was being sexually assaulted. People knew that she had bad eyes. And the one thing that's real crazy about this whole story is the fact that her family knew. And they didn't help her at all. It was so bad in her house that she ended up leaving to go live at her church. She was a Black woman. She was an activist. She recently just graduated and became a professional hairstylist. She, even though she had experienced bad relationships with Black men, she still loved Black men to death. She was still out there on the front lines protesting as an activist for Black men, all Black people. And in the end, it was a Black man who snuffed out her life. This Black man has been known to be very violent, and he's done it all. He's done Grand Theft Auto, he's beaten people, he's killed. And yet, he was still allowed to be free. And it's kind of funny about that, how the one who is really not innocent is allowed to be free, while those Black men who are in jail under false pretenses are locked away for a certain amount of years. Meanwhile, the real killers and dealers are out free. And free he was to murder this young Black girl. She was only 19, and she wanted children. She could have done so much with her life, but it was taken so soon. In a way, we also have ourselves to blame with this situation, because a lot of people knew and did not help, and those who did know tried to help her and was unable to do anything. So we can't really blame the people who did try, because they obviously tried, they cared for her, they listened to her, they heard her voice. But those who knew and did not, like her family, they are the worst. They are lower than dirt, they are the scum of the earth. And I have to be honest about that, because it's so much that's going on and happened to Black women, and yet it's treated, Black women's pain is treated as a joke. In Breonna Taylor's case, her boyfriend, he decided to try to protect her and him by shooting back at those police who just ran up in their house. And in the end, he was locked up. He got out, but that's how a man should be. That's how a Black man should be. He should fight for his woman. And it's still sad because she lost her life in the process of it all. And we cannot imagine what he's going through, because he lost the woman that he loved, and they were sharing the same bed when this happened. One thing I noticed that there are many films out there that deals with these type of issues that go on within the Black community. Some talk about the issues where the Black father has been abusive and how the mother sweeps it under the rug because they don't want everyone to know or to be in their business. I know someone who's personally going through a similar situation at this current moment. And she's been abused, but she will not tell anyone. Because like many things, it's swept under the rug. Her father is a chronic cheater. He's cheated on his wife so many times to the point, you know, it's hard to understand why the mother stays with him. Even now, the father is currently still cheating with the mother, has a mistress, and we cannot blame the mistress, because it's him who's doing it. He's leading both her mother and this other woman on. He's trying to have his cake and eat it too. At the same time, he's stolen from her mother the money that she was saving up. And it's men like those that give good Black men a bad rep, because these bad rep Black men are the ones that are shown. They're the ones on the front line. They're also the colorists of the world. The post that I seen today where this Black man called light-skinned Black women like beautiful, pretty, and everything, but then he goes and called dark-skinned Black women roaches. And granted, you have people like Cardi B, who's called black women roaches and still get the support. But it's these black men who go back and call black women roaches and then want all the support from them when things happen. And in those instances, I say black women shouldn't support those type of men. Right or wrong, if you disrespect black women, you get no respect or support from the community. That's just my personal opinion. Any black man that harms a black woman is not a part of our community. He is not with us. He should be instantly disowned by the community. So anything that happens to him, let him go to his white women or Asian women or Hispanic women. Let them fight for him. You can literally state facts about black women being oppressed in America, and some black men will call you a simp for it. They will call you a cunk. And these are the same black men who will wear shirts that say Black Lives Matter or be out there protesting. And it's all a front. They make it seem like they care about black issues, but they really don't. Many of them hate black women. But they know in order to get that support when things happen, they gotta pretend. And one of the most disgusting things I've seen about what happened to Oluwatoyin, the fact that some people are actually saying it was a teachable moment, that God had a plan. And that's the most disgusting thing I've seen people say. Because they bring their God into it and say it's his plan, that it's a teachable moment for black women. If anything that black women should take from that is, don't call every black man your brother, and be weary of them, because a lot of them do not love you. A lot of them hate black women, and it's very obvious. Because let's be real, this man has a record of being abusive. He's beaten a woman while she was pregnant. That alone should say this man is a psychopath. He has no empathy or sympathy. He's lacking something in his brain and should not be out on bond. He had a 250 bond. That's the system. That's the system that white people created, where a psychopath could be roaming free, but the ones that shouldn't even be locked up are out there. This is the system that white people created, that a black man who's in jail for weed charges, but you have these white boys out here selling weed in shops. And then you have black men out here with these white women, Asian women, or any other type of woman. And they'll disrespect black women in the past, on past tweets, on Facebook, all that. But then turn around and say, help me, or so. Or black women be out there marching for them. And the reason why I'm saying all this is because it leads me to my next point of what I saw. A group of black men threw a black woman into a dumpster. This was down in D.C. in the Paradise Apartments. Now, one black man has said that she was trying to kiss a minor, a boy at that. But when you look at the video, you see these other grown men around egging this black woman on to kiss him. If it was such an issue about her kissing a minor, why did y'all egg her on? Why did y'all tell her to kiss him? See, y'all want to say it's black men's fault. She did it. She wanted to kiss him. But yet, y'all was the one out there telling her to kiss him. Oh yeah, we saw that fake apology. We saw that half-ass apology. You talking about you make mistakes. That video says it all. That was not no mistake. You did that on purpose. And then you say you found it funny on top of that. Literally, a 19-year-old girl just died some days ago and you find this funny. As you look at the video, you see how terrified she is. And her emotions are running wild at that point. You can see it in her face that she is ready to cry. And seeing her ready to cry honestly made me cry, and it hurts deep down inside that these are the type of men that are being shown as the majority of the black community, to the point where black women think this is how all black men are, when this is not all black men. They do not represent the community. They are grown boys trying to be men. That is not what a man does at all. So let's not even call these boys men, because it's proven that black women love black men, but a lot of these black men do not love black women. Many black women seek comfort and joy and love and to feel protected from in the black community from black men. They seek to feel wanted. They seek to feel and be with us. They do want to be soft. They want us to lead. They want us to be the men that they call us. They want us to be the king. And yet, these boys are out here destroying the image of black men. These so-called brothers will go crazy over another man doing that to their mother, their sister, their cousin, their aunt, their niece. And yet they have the nerve to do it to someone else's family member. On top of that, the crazy thing is that these boys decided to wear shirts that said Black Lives Matter. That's the irony in it all. Black lives do not matter to you. You're a black man, and her life, that black woman's life, did not matter to you. Because you and your homeboy sat up there, recorded it, picked her up, and threw her in a dumpster. And then on top of it, you reported my comment on Instagram. The report in my comment on Instagram was real smooth, because you're still a boy, and you didn't talk about let people call me what they want to call me. Yeah, you're a boy. That's literally what you are. You didn't half-ass an apology. Not even a real good apology. It was so fake. You could see how fake it was. You do not value black women's lives like the way I value black women's lives. And yet, you all will call me the simp for actually valuing black women's life and loving black women. That just shows two different contrasts between us. Black women deserve to be loved, honored, cherished. They deserve to be listened to. They deserve to be understood. And as a team, with your black woman, you could provide a house and a home for her. Because a true black man will go to war for his woman. He will die for his woman, as the white man does for his woman. I myself grew up in a household where my grandfather would always argue and fight with my grandmother. And this was even before he had dementia. This is just something that I grew up seeing, and something I knew that I didn't want to be as a black man. Because that's just not something, it's like something you see, you know it's wrong, and you want to break that cycle. Because that's the type of cycle that we grew up in and grew up on. And it's up to us to decide whether we want to break this cycle or not. Because me, that was my decision as a black man. I wanted to break that cycle. I even said at some point, if I did ever become him, I would want to lock myself up in a way. Because I would not want to be anywhere near anyone, knowing that that's my mindset and that's the toxicity I will carry into the future and pass along to my children. But it's truly, honestly hurting and sickening to see how a lot of these black men in America hate black women. It makes me wonder, truly, who hurt you? Who hurt you so bad and so much that you hate black women? Was it your mother? Was it your sister, your aunt, your niece? Who? Talk. Like, literally, talk about it. Seek therapy. Because I'm sure this black woman who everyone laughed at and threw inside that dumpster will seek therapy. And I wholeheartedly push for the idea that she receives therapy. Because after such a traumatic experience, we don't know what her mind state will be after that. And a lot of black people honestly should seek therapy, because there's a lot of demons within a lot of us that we're carrying around. And these demons have led us to do and make mistakes and say things that shouldn't be said. But in these boys' cases, they are too much of a boy to see what they have done wrong. A lot of the black men don't want to be held accountable or responsible for the actions that they have done. They'd rather sit back and call black women angry and bitter. And then they wonder why black women end up seeking love outside of the community. It's because your actions are the actions that push black women to that extent. Many of black women don't want to date outside their race. They want to date within their race. But how can they if they don't feel loved, wanted, protected, cherished, honored? How can you want to be with someone who makes you feel unwanted, protected? And then the only time a lot of these black men really want to so-called value black women is when they're fighting on the front lines for you. Then you will push the so-called undesirable ones to the front. Then they will become your attack mules or attack dogs. And that's the only time that you really value black women is when they're fighting for you. When it's you that should be fighting for you. You, other black men, should be fighting for your brothers. Because that's what they do in warrior culture. The men fight the wars. Now, if we're talking ancient times, such as back in y'all beloved Kemet, Nubia, Kush, then we could talk black women who were on the front lines. But at the same time, you had black men there by their side because they understood equality. That it's not just your home, it's my home. We stand by each other, we fight by each other, we die by each other. Nowadays, some of y'all are too scared. Y'all got vaginas between your legs, and yet you call yourself a man. You will send the women to fight your battles. You will send the women to fight the white man when it's you who's supposed to fight the white man. I can guarantee you, if Malcolm X had said what he said back then, a lot of y'all would be trying to call him a simp for loving black women. Because he said the black woman is the most unprotected woman in America. Because that's just how y'all mindset is these days. You young boys are so messed up. And I will just now start calling you white men. Because you have the same mindset as a white man. White men don't really love their women. They just don't want their woman to be with anyone else but them. Because white men are inferior. They have an inferiority complex. They don't want their women to make more money than them. They don't want their woman to be smarter. They don't want their woman to do anything but to cook, clean, have their babies. After that, they like men. So I'm guessing that's a lot of y'all mindset. Y'all just want the woman to do all the cooking, the cleaning, and all that other stuff. But in reality, you like men. So, stop flexing, homie. Just say you hate black women. Just say you don't want no black woman. And move on. Just say you're not going to protect black women. Say these things. Make it clear. Make your intentions clear. So the rest of us can know. So the rest of us can actually be out there on the front line and be seen. Instead of you being seen. Because when you're seen, you make the image of us look bad.
Hello, welcome to the Uncanny Truth Teller. This is Kanye Tetsubo. Thank you for listening to this week's episode on the Uncanny Truth Teller with Kanye Tetsubo. Please tune in for more next week. And if you would like to see more, you can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All under the Uncanny Truth Teller. And with that being said, thank you. Goodbye.